This is Coronavirus Briefly, WBUR's daily coverage of the coronavirus pandemic for Thursday evening, February 18th. I'm Francisca Monahan. We're recording at 3:45 p.m. Here's what you missed today. Thousands of newly eligible Massachusetts residents logged on this morning to book their vaccination appointment. Then the state's website crashed.
It kind of harkens back to like college course signup, at least for us. That was always like, you know, everybody would wake up at 6 a.m. and start refreshing their tabs and then, you know, posting on Facebook about how they all brought the website down.
That's Olivia Adams. She's a software engineer from Arlington who built her own website to collect vaccine appointment data. And she says what happened today was the exact scenario she feared. As of this morning, people aged 65 to 74 and those with two health conditions can sign up for a vaccine. The group accounts for roughly a million people. So when 70,000 new appointments went live at 8 a.m., a stampede of traffic overloaded the state's servers. Among those left staring at an error page was 69-year-old Maureen Latenda from Marlborough.
I just don't understand. They had plenty of time to work on this prior to getting the vaccine. We knew for a long time it was coming. And I just don't get it.
Latenda says she'll try booking again in a couple of days. 66-year-old Andover resident Steve Samler told WBUR he also gave up after repeated attempts to reserve an appointment.
You know, I've waited this long to try to get an appointment. And everybody else I talk to in the country who's 65 and older has already seemed to have gotten appointments, you know, and shots or both.
Today's crash is also drawing criticism from state lawmakers. Senate President Karen Spilka says she is deeply disappointed and that the Senate and House will hold a hearing next week to try to get answers. As of this taping, state officials say they're working to fix the problems that caused the crash. Although the server is back up, some of the booking sites it links to either aren't loading or have few available appointments. In a GBH interview Thursday afternoon, Governor Baker said, quote, "I cannot even begin to tell you how pissed off I am," adding he will work hard to prevent a future crash. Meanwhile, winter weather could throw yet another curveball at the vaccine rollout. Vaccine doses bound for Massachusetts are stored in Kentucky and Tennessee. And right now, the region is dealing with unusual snow and icy conditions, which could delay shipments. In response, Governor Baker says he wants to send National Guard units to retrieve doses from those states.
We can't afford to go what will be almost a week without getting any new doses from the feds. And continue to maintain the appointment schedules that people here expect and anticipate we'll be able to maintain.
Baker says he's awaiting the okay from the federal government before deploying the Guard to help with vaccine delivery. That's it for your coronavirus update for February 18th. If Coronavirus Briefly helps keep you informed, please subscribe and leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. For even more in-depth analysis on vaccines and a closer look at the case numbers and trends, sign up for our coronavirus newsletter at wbur.org/newsletters. Keep calm, wear a mask, and wash those hands.